Political Issues and the Media in Contemporary Britain by Julian Manning. Notes by Masami Nakabayashi, Tom Oki, Michihiro Ohira. Chapter 1. The UK in the 21st Century. Disuniting? The recent vote on Scottish independence has focused attention on what it means to be British in the 21st century. Increasingly, British citizens are likely to identify themselves using some other label. For example, rather than use British, they will call themselves English, Scottish, Irish, or Welsh. The following three chapters will examine the main reasons why, for many British people, the United Kingdom is becoming less important. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is a state that incorporates four different nations. In terms of size, England is by far the biggest part of the United Kingdom. The population of England is about 53 million. Scotland, a little over 5 million. Wales, about 3 million. And Northern Ireland, 1.8 million. The dominance of England within the Union has long been a source of resentment among the non-English members. Indeed, not long ago, many British people would use England and Britain as interchangeable terms, as if the whole of the United Kingdom were England. As we move into the 21st century, many citizens are questioning whether the historical reasons that resulted in the creation of this centralised state are still relevant. Northern Ireland is a remnant of England's colonial past, during which the whole of Ireland was subjugated under English rule. When the Republic of Ireland gained independence in 1921, the six counties of Northern Ireland remained as part of the United Kingdom, which is the source of political conflict to this day. Wales and England were united over 1,000 years ago, yet even now a sense of essential difference between the English and the Welsh people exists. The kingdoms of England and Scotland became united in 1707, but a strong sense of cultural difference separates the English and Scottish people. In September of 2014, the Scottish people were asked to vote on the question of independence. This referendum was the most obvious example of people questioning whether the United Kingdom, as it is constituted today, serves the best interests of its citizens. 55% of Scottish voters chose to stay within the United Kingdom. But the political debate that surrounded the campaign for Scottish independence has made the questions of what the United Kingdom is and how it should be governed mainstream topics. And the fact that 45% of Scottish voters chose independence means that even though they lost the vote this time, the idea of an independent Scotland will not disappear. It seems likely that a future campaign for Scottish independence will be successful, spelling the end of the United Kingdom. The Scottish independence campaign has raised important questions for all the citizens of the United Kingdom. If the Scottish could question the necessity for their government to be based in London, so could citizens in Wales, Northern Ireland, and even the regions of England. In part, the Scottish were persuaded to remain in the UK by promises made by the government in London to allow the Scottish to run their own affairs. Scotland has its own parliament in Edinburgh, which has the power to control much of Scottish public life, including the law, education, and health policies. As a result of the campaign for independence, the government in London promised to transfer even more power to the Edinburgh Parliament, including the power to raise taxes. With the exception of foreign and defence policies, Scotland will be more or less independent of England when these powers come into effect.